Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Croppens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So she's like, well, yeah, I had some of this information. And then it's like, does it worry you that he sent her flowers on Valentine's Day? And she's like, well, there was like nothing really going on between us on Valentine's Day.
You just said it was like February. I mean, come on. And so then Mia's like, Am I crazy? And I like Bailey's he's like,
well, yeah, Sierra's like, hello, you just said. Well, am I going crazy?
Yeah. Bailey's like, I feel like the Super Bowl thing is like incriminating. Like Dave Portnoy has no reason to get involved. So I'm like, the Super Bowl feels accurate. And then I like Mia was like, that is great. When was the Super Bowl? Just February 3rd. Bailey was like ready with that date. But also like saying Dave Portnoy has no reason to get involved. I mean, I feel like that's never stopped him from getting involved in like, you know, online stuff.
Yeah, I don't know much about Dave Portnoy except that he is the Barstool sports guy. And then I saw the clip of this where he was like, hey, everybody, I'm on a beach. And he's like a, you know.
Yeah, he's always
wasted on the beach. I feel
like he's always chiming in on stuff.
Yeah, you know? Just like sweating and all tan. He's like, I'm on a beach. I don't even give a fuck about this stuff. But, you know, like, I heard from Chicken Fry that these two were boning the whole time at the Super Bowl. What do I care? I was like, well, then why are you on TikTok? That was funny. So, but I don't know anything about him. But the listeners are like, why are you talking about Dave Portnoy? He's a pig. I was like, well, he's a pig with the TikTok. Like, what do you want me to say? He came up on my elbow.
But why would Dave Portnoy ever get himself involved in the Summer House drama?
Yeah.
Like, oh, because it's Dave Portnoy. So then, but either way, I actually think Bailey's point stands. And I just loved how quickly she had that date because Bailey has a timeline. She clearly has a timeline of when things happen. And she's like, that let me reference my timeline. And that was February 3rd. Okay, everyone.
Yeah. So Andy asks if anybody's met Miha. And Jesse's like, yeah, Ben and I have. And he asks when. And Wes's like, but I'd also like to add, like, you're calling her my girlfriend. And like, that's just not true.
Yeah. So Jesse is Jesse's saying, yeah, that they went to Montana and she always thought like, you know, he always thought Mayhew was pretty like understood that they were not exclusive, but like maybe now like
did she think she was your girlfriend? Well, I mean, like she thought we were an exclusive relationship. Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't mean she was my girlfriend. this fucking guy. I'm just praying for a street sweeper to come in here and just run him over.
Yeah. So then Andy is like, Jesse, do you have anything that you want to say to Wes? He's like, I mean, I'm not the person in the situation who needs sympathy, but
I'll cry anyway.
It's just like, you know, I feel for Sierra and Kyle and it hurts deeply and I just feel lied to and I feel really upset that the sanctity of this friend group feels broken and just like today is really proven. I just never expected this out of you and I'm really sad about you. I'm just me, gotta cry.
He's like, I apologize, Jesse. Yeah, this is heartbreaking. Sierra's like, yeah, it took all of us to go to West Village bars. And he says, Wes, you said at the opera ski party you weren't looking to be anyone's boyfriend. And we see him telling Ben, like, yeah, it's like really hard to ignore the sexual attention, but I'm not trying to portray that I'm a boyfriend. You kind of were to her. Okay, long hug for another 5 minutes, then make out on the couch, then long hug again while you stare into each other's eyes. What the fuck, Wes?
I would have liked a question that said, you just said that you don't want to portray that you could be a boyfriend. So, like, what changed? Why are you guys now, like, why are you now suddenly down to give it a shot? Like, or are you not really trying to give it a shot? Or was it a lie that you said you're not down to portray that you want to be a boyfriend? But instead, Andy asks, so have the two of you been monogamous? And then it's like silent. And Wes is like, yeah.
Like, no, he goes, have you been monogamous? Yeah, you're right. He says yes at first. And he goes, Wes, have you been monogamous to Amanda in the last 2 months? And he's like, actually, no. Like, not since we've expressed feelings. And Kyle's like, what? Sierra's like, oh my God. The internet would have a frenzy with you at point. Oh, so is he saying he wouldn't? What is he saying here?
I was confused by this because he's like, not since we expressed feelings.
So I think maybe he's saying he hasn't hooked up with somebody. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought when I watched it. But reading that, Sierra's like, yeah, of course. Wait a minute.
And Sierra's like, of course you haven't hooked up with anyone else, because the internet would like have a frenzy with over it.
So he's like, well, since the statement, we've been monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, since the statement. Wow. What a guy. Wasn't that just like 3 weeks ago? And then Kyle's about to cry. And then Vera from Mel's Diner says, why does everybody keep telling Mel to kiss her grands? There's a lot of pressure on you to make things work with Amanda. People are joking you need to get married or get Amanda pregnant ASAP to make this work.
What's the what, pregnant? And he's like, how does that, I mean, do you feel the pressure to make this work? He's like, I don't think that should be why it works. But like, obviously in a moment like this, like that's like what you feel.
LOL. Well, see, Amanda, I mean, how is Amanda even still sitting there? I mean, if you've got this guy, you've gone through all of this shit and you just find out he's been fucking someone else the whole time. He only started being monogamous since the statement, which is crazy because, you know, they were fucking a long time before that.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's saying, oh, yeah, well, I mean, I am still with her because I feel pressure from the internet. I mean, that's Amanda, get some self-respect for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And he's like, it just seems dangerous to be with someone with very clear commitment issues. And Wes like, I would agree. So Kyle's like, I still can't believe we're like in this position. Like, we were really close. Like, I considered you one of the best things that ever happened to the show because like, I considered you one of my best friends. And I think the most eye-opening part of all this has just been like, unfortunately, kind of like learning about what's kind of behind closed doors in your life, because I do still have a lot of love for Amanda and I do care for her, but I'm very concerned.
Very concerned for Amanda. Okay, well, you could have been more concerned for Amanda while you were with Amanda, Kyle. So some of Kyle's like over, like, oh, poor Amanda, what do we do? Stop infantilizing Amanda, please. Yeah. Please, enough. And Kyle's like, at the end of the day, you lover boy. And when we broke up, yeah, it wasn't a good marriage, you know? And you knew that because you had a front row seat and you knew she was the most vulnerable spot any girl could possibly be. Her husband just became a DJ. How could you do this?
And to quote you on Andy's show, like, yeah, I'm going to show her the streets. And so, that's when he coughs, I guess.
Yeah, Wes like,
again, he coughs again.
He has a lot of coughing.
He's like, he's definitely doing like spit takes. And he's like, and you know, deciding to make that move to pursue these feelings, you've essentially completely isolated her. Like, she's kind of alone on an island. And I also have to just ask, like, does that island need a DJ? Because like, I could throw a mean DJ party there. But like, what's your plan for Amanda? Like, is all this really going to be worth it?
No, I'm not buying this. Oh, it's all Wes' fault and he isolated Amanda. Bullshit. Amanda did this to herself and Amanda isolated herself. Okay? Wes is a piece of shit, but I'm not in for Kyle making this whole like, Amanda's just some sweet little bird that you took at her most vulnerable moment and now you've isolated her. No, I'm not giving Amanda that.
I think that Amanda is an adult and made her own decisions,
yes,
and she should be held responsible for them. I think that West maybe should have had the foresight to realize, though, that she is coming out of a relationship and she's probably kind of excited for male attention after feeling so like unseen for so long. And I think he should have recognized that, like, maybe what he was feeling or seeing, like, this was not the time to do this. I think he did have a responsibility, and it doesn't mean that Amanda's off the hook, but I do think he had a responsibility to say this is not right, because she's probably, we all know when people get divorced, they all go kind of crazy afterwards. It's like coming out of the closet. We all know this. And I think, you know, he is young. He may not have as much experience with this, but he does have experience. He knows when people rebound. And I do think he was maybe of like a slightly not saner mind, but like he didn't have all that like upheaval in his life in the same way. And I think he should have recognized that.
Well, I mean, look, Wes should recognize the feelings and what he's putting every woman he goes out with and treats like shit, exactly, which is every woman we've heard of in the past 3 years. No one's ever been like, Wes was a good guy. It's all been Wes has treated me like shit. Wes hurt their feelings. Wes led them on. So he should have respect for all the women. So I'm not letting Wes off, but I'm also not going to, like, I'm not getting with this whole Amanda's some victim. I'm so sick of the Amanda's a fucking victim of everything around her.
I think
it's I'll give it to her with Kyle, you know, with that marriage. And I've always stood up for Amanda in that marriage, even though I really like Kyle, but I'm not giving her this. That's crazy.
I actually think Kyle was trying to give Amanda a little bit of a lifeline there to be like, hey, here's your angle. Like, there's a way out of this.
Yeah.
But she wasn't going to take that.
She doesn't want a way out.
She doesn't.
You know, it's like throwing someone a rope down a well and they're like, I've been looking for studio space in this city for years.
Maybe baby Jessica was happy.
Yeah.
So
baby Jessica was sick of them trying to make her eat broccoli. She was like, I'm in the well on purpose.
Maybe the
leave me alone.
Maybe the lady in Silence of the Lambs wanted some lotion.
Oh, God. You know, for some reason that came up on my Instagram. How did that get on my algorithm? It's an ad for a shirt with the dog looking down the well. I'm buying that shirt. It's a great shirt. It's just from the bottom of the well, and you just see that little poodle looking down. Like, that's instantly recognizable.
That's funny. There's a song. Someone made a song about that. It goes, it puts the lotion in the basket. Puts the lotion in the basket.
The lotion in the basket.
Someone made a song. It goes, the chorus is about putting lotion in the basket.
So Kyle's like, well, I'd like to think you care about her and that you, I mean, I'd like to think that you feel you owe her something, but like, where do you go from here? He's like, like obviously like weighing in how much this could like fuck up like frenzies and like, you know, like why I wish more than anything we could have like spoken to each other before it got carried away. He's like, well, that was when you were in my business, you know, like that's when you were inserting yourself into my marriage. And I was texting you in early February, not knowing you're in Miami on a dinner date with Amanda. I was texting you about our sex life or lack thereof. I mean, do you understand how big of a fool I feel? He's like, totally.
It's like, this is the thing, Kyle. This was the thing.
Yeah.
10 years. And this is the thing that made Kyle feel like a fool.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
But his point remains, and Wes like, again, there was like nothing romantic at the time, but it's just, he's like, then why wasn't I invited to dinner?
Oh God.
Wes is like, you and I had dinner plans for the next night and I should have invited you. And I apologize. I'm like, oh gosh, please.
Just like, it just looks bad, okay? I just want to have dinner with my friends. And Wes is like, no, like, it all looks shitty, you know? And like this concern about me being, like, the worst person, like, it makes total sense. Like, and then, you know, like, it's everyone's concern. I get it. And Kyle's like, yeah, I actually care about her family. I don't even know what her family's going to think when they see this because, yeah, like, you know, we just kind of exposed you for having a full-blown girlfriend. And I'm like, this is horrible. Your dad's going to make you sign a contract. Her dad's going to make you sign something.
So, by the way, at this point, Andy has fully checked out of the reunion and now is just letting the cast do it. And by the way, the cast is more than capable, especially Lindsay.
So, is there anything you can make us feel better about it? Like, would you like to set an intention? Because there's a lot to unpack here. Like, you not being the worst person to risk it all for?
Zira's like, yeah, you're still not being like, oh, she's worth it. Like, it is funny. Because after all this, West is not sitting there being like, yeah, this was rough, but you know what? I feel something that I've with Amanda that I've never felt before, and that's the only reason why I would do this, because like I've had so many of these moments where I see someone and I get scared, and it's the first time I've not been scared of a relationship I want to dive in. He says nothing romantic, nothing like that. And then he will probably say,
we are still together because the internet would be mad at me if I dumped her now. Come on. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a bad person.
I guarantee he'll go on this podcast and say, well, the reason why I didn't say she's worth it is because I felt like it would be disrespectful to Sierra. And that, like, if I said that, then, like, people would get, like, really mad at me. Because I guarantee he keeps on saying people will get mad at me. People will get mad at me. Like, the ongoing theme is, like, his concern about how others will view him.
Yep. So he's like, not, you know, like, there's like so many conversations with us about like how this needs to be something serious and has legs. And Kyle's like, well, how much of that is a PR damage move?
Exactly. That's exactly what he's saying.
He's like, no, but before all of this happened, no, because before all this happened, you were saying, how are people going to react to this? There was never a moment in this relationship where you weren't like, oh shit, what are people going to say about this? You know? Yeah.
Well, it seems
you guys just got caught because you were going to time it to be next season when you're like, oh, now we're best friends who have become lovers. Isn't that sweet? But you got caught and your whole plan was ruined.
Yeah.
Dum-dums.
I think West is very concerned with how the greater public thinks of him, but he's not concerned at all about his friend, how his friends, the people he actually hurts, think of him. He's like, I 100% hear you. So this got out of my control and I wish I didn't. And again, I will forever regret not speaking to you before this happened. Yeah. And he's like, well, I mean, it was in your control the whole time. Like, you had to know that this was going to happen.
Like, hello. And Kyle's like, yeah, I mean, if you're hooking up and whatever you're doing and posting about it. And that's the other thing that, you know, we keep saying over and over, but they don't really, it's not stressed enough, I think, how they keep trying to make this timeline and stick to this timeline when they were the ones posting on Instagram and breadcrumbing, as they're calling it on this show, and teasing everybody that this was going on the whole time, like little videos of her rubbing his fingers in line, like all the romantic songs she was posting. I mean, it's like legit crazy. And Sierra's like, yeah, I feel like you guys bragging about it for months on end is really the point where it's like the most disrespectful to everyone. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Mia's like, do you think you weren't bragging about it when you were posting on Instagram? Like, hello. And Sierra says, yeah, you literally posted a picture like, this is how much I care. Holds her fingers up with an inch between her pointer and thumb. Like, I don't care. None of this is affecting me.
Amanda's like, it had nothing to do with anything. Right. Why are you posting that?
Right. You know? Right when the internet's coming after you and you're posting like, this is how much I care. That was just like random.
And then Amanda says, it's just so easy to read into everything. Amanda, you literally, we watched for 10 years, you read into everything. And yeah. I acting like it's a crazy thing.
So, well, how long do we have in here?
It's a hard out at
2:30. Okay.
Getting the next episode going. Are you guys gonna
reset? We're still recording the first episode right now.
So do you think you'll have?
We'll be out.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Okay, thanks. Sorry,
that was
running
Miles
a little
producer.
Late today.
Miles, yeah. Our producer.
Miles was like, get the fuck out of here, okay? And take your peanut butter crackers with. We've locked up the peanut butter crackers, okay? Well, good luck.
It's not fair because I still want to talk about how West is a liar for 30 more minutes. I want to make the same point over and over again for 30 more minutes.
Well, but that is also the thing with this episode that was making me crazy. It's like, okay, like we get it. They're never going to say anything that's going to make him say anything other than what he's saying, which is, whoops.
Yeah, exactly. So it drives me crazy that Amanda's acting like they're crazy for reading into things when that's all she has been doing on this show for years and years.
Yeah.
And Sierra's like, look, you like girls post so conscientiously, like subconsciously, consciously, not even conscientiously, but just consciously. They're like very aware, even down to the song. And we see like all the song choices are about like crushing and things like that. And like a lot of Olivia Jean. And so Somber. Amanda's like, yeah. Amanda's like, well, I post trending songs. I'm not spending 5 minutes. I literally open up Instagram and it says suggested for you. And I like pick a fucking song.
Which Amanda, you posted the song, I'm fucking your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
No, it's just an accident.
This is also
what
am I
supposed to do?
This is a dig at Kyle too, because his career is now curating music. And she's like, I don't even curate. But so Kyle's like, I mean, you did a 20 carousel whole thing of Warren West. Like, she said, this is how much I care. She's like, no, I'm like my fucking whatever. Like, it was just a very dumb mistake on my part. And literally, they're not related. This is the most fired up she's been is about her social media, not about how, like, she's hurt someone.
Well, yeah. Well, she's fired up about it because they're clearly calling her out on fucking, you know, fucking with everybody and dropping all these little hints. She's like, how dare you? I never put forethought into anything. I married Kyle.
So Sierra, we have like now Andy saying, you know, one thing, God, I think the thing that's really killing people here, aside from your ponytail, is that, I don't know, like all these scenes of Sierra just giving you, trying to give you the strength to lead this relationship. Let's see an extended montage to make you feel even worse than ever before.
So we get the montage of Sierra being like, you are better than this. You need to stand on your own 2 feet. I believe in you. You are strong. You are a woman. We are sisters. You will get through this. And we come back and Amanda's like, yeah, I really did a shitty thing.
Yeah. And Andy's like, and so Sierra's like, yeah, you really did whatever. And Andy's like, hold on. What do you have to say about it? I mean, I don't know that I'm like, what are you feeling? Like, what are you thinking? Can you say something on this reunion? And then Amanda goes, in regards to the situation. No, in regards to the new branding of Cheerios. Like, what the hell?
The price of eggs is high, huh?
What do you think about Love Island?
Oh, are we talking about gas?
Yeah.
Come on.
Get out of here.
Amanda, what are your thoughts on Iran?
Yeah. Strait of Hormuz. Do you think the Strait of Hormuz is overblown? In regards to the situation?
Amanda, are straws okay to use again?
Yes or no? Did we all just stop worrying about the turtles at the same time?
Venetian Go blinds ahead. Or curtains?
Yeah.
Why did they call them no-see-em socks when you can still see them?
So Amanda's like, well, it's been a very confusing and crazy time, and there's like been a lot of feelings that I've sorted through, and I developed feelings for someone that I was like I wasn't expecting to, and like there were times I lost sleep and I didn't eat, and like thinking about what this was going to do our friendship, even like the fact that these feelings existed, I fucked up, and I'm deeply sorry for betraying your trust, and it kills me to know that I've caused you this pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Thanks. That's very canned.
So Sierra's like, no, it doesn't, Amanda. Like, you fucking texted me 24 hours before your fucking statement's going to come out, finally admitting the truth. And we see a text from Amanda.
Me again. I'd really like if we could talk, at least so I can understand how you're feeling. I know you process things differently and need space, but I'm really sad where things are right now. I'm not sure what the right thing to do is or how to go about this. I want to hear you out and take accountability for everything that I did that upset you, even when it wasn't my intention.
Sierra's like, meanwhile, I'm like calling Kyle, like, what the fuck is this? When I've done nothing but be there for you, and Lindsay has to come pick me up off the fucking bathroom floor so I can like go and do my fucking job, okay? Like, because I couldn't even fathom that I'd be sitting here right here today, pissed that you're fucking my ex. And he propositions you and you said, yeah, let's do it. Like, at the slightest, if you were my friend ever, you would have been like, that would be a big fuck you to Sierra. Why would I ever do that to her? And Amanda's like, but it wasn't.
So, like, if anything, you'd be like, he wants revenge against her because he resents her so fucking much. But that never even crossed your mind because he wants to embarrass me and he wants to get his last little word. And this is his last little word. And I hope it works because he's with you despite me. So have fun.
But the big news here.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Pretty solid read.
Yeah. I mean, that's if he was doing all this just to spite Sierra, like, that's wild. Like, I have to say, like, when Sierra says that, like, it reads a little conspiratorial to me. But, like, again, nothing's off limits with this show anymore.
I don't think it reads conspiratorial. I think that their timing was fucked up. I really do believe that he thought he would have this season where he made it good with Sierra. They established they're just friends. And then the next season, he could be like, well, I've been falling for Amanda, because that keeps him on the show. It keeps a juicy storyline with him taking Kyle's whatever. And I really think he thought he could smooth it over with Sierra and she'd just understand, like, we weren't right for each other, but me and Amanda are right. But their timing just got completely blown up. And I think ultimately his plan to get with Amanda is to spite Sierra. Like, look, now I'm having this happy relationship. And now I'm like a hero because I've saved, quote unquote, this woman in this horrible relationship, and the audience is going to love me. And, you know, to spite Sierra, who he blames for ruining his last seasons with the audience. So I don't think she's wrong at all.
Although I do think that, like, if Wes wanted to ensure another season by, like, having some sort of, like, relationship with Amanda, I think he would have saved that actually for on camera, like, been in the house and started flirting with her. And I think he would have actually just done it right there on camera. I think, I'm not saying that he's not being underhanded or whatever.
Well,
but I feel
in
like
his mind, he wasn't doing anything with Amanda. He was just going out and laying foundation and groundwork. He wasn't in his mind, he wasn't dating Amanda. They only started dating, supposedly, according to them, after this statement. And the only reason they made the statement, according to them, is because a video of them hooking up came out. So him hooking up with somebody isn't dating. He does that with everybody. So I think he was thinking, I'm laying the foundation, because we saw Ben say on the show last week or the week before, like, or someone accusing Ben, you were lying about having this girlfriend, or not having a girlfriend rather, because you said that you needed to have a girlfriend on camera. Like, the show doesn't want you without a girlfriend on camera,
right?
You know, so they've established that that's which we've always suspected, but they've now admitted that that's a thing on the show. So I think he's like, well, I haven't had somebody on camera except this thing with Sierra, and so now that that's going to end up and I'll be back in the audience's good graces, I need to have another thing. And it's who better than the other lead of the show, one of the OGs.
We have an update, which is from Ben, who says, my neck's going to be pinched by the end of today. So,
oh, God, it'll match your face.
I just hope my father hugs it, makes it nice again.
He's always like,
pinched face. Like, it always looks like something smells in there.
Welcome back to the Summer House Season 10 reunion. Sierra, you said that watching the season back has been a major mindfuck. Which scenes have been the most difficult for you to watch? Would you like to have your mind fucked all over again right in front of your entire cast?
Yeah, so basically the last scene where Amanda, nice working with you, yikes.
Yeah,
but where she's lifting up Amanda and being like, you're so special and you deserve the world. And Sierra's crying while she's saying this. And Amanda's just staring, you know, with her Homer Simpson eyes down.
No reaction.
Blinking, no reaction.
Like, it's, that's what's so, like, killer. Like, you would think that Amanda would be like, it's like I, it's like, you would think she would cry or feel something and be like, this is the worst thing, you know, to see her give me that blind support and how I got so wrapped up in this and how I hurt the person who was trying to help me out the most. Like, there's just no like emotional note of that. So Andy's like, well, that final weekend did seem instrumental in pushing Amanda into doing something about a relationship. Do you regret that? And Sierra's like, no, I don't regret pushing her to leave Kyle. She's like, it was a friend in need, and I wanted her to be happy, and I wanted her to have a sense of relief, and I wanted her to exhale, you know? And she says she doesn't want to see, you know, women in bad relationships. Like, that's what she was raised with, and she saw what her mom went through, and she didn't want Amanda to go through all that.
What's your response to that, Amanda? She's like, no, I mean, like, I've been so appreciative of everything that Sierra's done for me. And like, I know I fucked up an incredible friendship, and no matter what happens, I'll walk away from this set today really thinking and reflecting.
Oh my God. That was one of the worst things I heard all reunion.
Oh, God.
I'm going to walk away thinking and reflecting. Like, not, I'm going to walk away, you know, carrying this shame with me, knowing that like that trying to find a path forward, like, it's just, I'm gonna go, it's, that's just so non-committal and so empty to be like, yeah, I'm be reflecting,
I'm thinking about it, you're giving me something to think about, okay. So she's like, you know, like, I can say it till I'm blue in the face, but like, I'm truly sorry, and I don't deserve a friend like you.
And Sierra's just rolling her eyes like, yeah. So anything else she could say right now? Lindsay's like, what did you think was gonna happen though? Like, that's where I'm getting really amused. Like, and Kyle's like, yeah, go back to my question about the plan. What was your plan?
Yeah, how did you not know? Like, knowing Sierra, how did you not know that what was gonna do to the friendship? She did know. She didn't care.
She did not care. It's like, and you weren't just like willing to say fuck it. And Sierra's like, yeah, that's the part. That's the part that's that the part that's disposable. And I mean, it's like, I'm living in cloud nine. I wasn't thinking it fully through. And they, by the way, keep cutting to Jesse, and he's crying more and more in the corner.
Jesse, this affects Jesse more than anybody, you guys.
Jesse, what's going through your mind? If it's a song, please don't sing it. He's like, well, I just was hoping you wouldn't call on me. It's just like, I didn't expect to get this emotional about it, but just based off of what we've heard, I feel like I'm losing a brother. And I just hope that you can somehow improve and prove to us, like, wrong and whatever, but it doesn't look good. Trapezoid face.
And Andy asks Wes what he thinks, and Wes is just, like, biting his lip, looking at the ground. He's like,
obviously, like, I hate that. It's, like, obviously, like, devastating. And it, like, sucks that I'm, like, responsible. And it's like, okay, no offense. Are you on beta blockers? Like, everyone's so emotional around you. I mean, Jesse's crying, okay? And you're just like, whatever, what's going on? And Wes is like, and he goes, I'm talking to you. And Wes is like, oh yeah, yeah.
That was the, I'm talking, well, to you.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like trying to like stay composed as like much as possible. And Sierra's like, or you're just a sociopath.
He's not even emotionally affected, because again, anytime there's like a break, anytime there's like some whatever, he is back on his phone or he's like laughing and smiling. He is not emotionally affected by this at all whatsoever. Yeah. And it's like the moment that Andy calls him out on this, you see Wes is like, oh shit, I forgot to calculate this into my facade.
Yeah.
I forgot to include like moments to like fake cry. So Jesse's like, are you on beta blockers? He's like, I took a beta blocker. I think he does. I don't think part of me feels like he didn't take it. And he's like, oh, but I should say I took once. That way people will understand why I'm not being emotional.
Yeah. Well, it's better than saying Zanny. I think it's like on Bravo when, you know, they're like, oh, he's an Adderall addict. And, you know, they snorting coke back there. You know, there's like code words for like the legal things they're doing. Or like Catherine on Southern Charm, who's like, I was addicted to marijuana.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's saying that he's just trying to stay composed. And he's like, oh, sorry, I'm not sobbing, you know, but this does matter to me, you know. You know, like if I was sitting where Carl is, I would wrap my arms around him, you know. Carl.
Well, no, not around. He's saying it. If he was sitting where Carl is, he'd be next to Jesse.
Oh, sorry. What's Carl getting hugged for?
Well, is there going to be a bonus hug for me? Because I'm sort of down for it.
All right. Amanda, was it worth it? And Bailey's like, please say no. Just please say no. Amanda, God, let me help you with your answers. Just say no, please.
Well, that's an impossible question to answer in this moment because I wish I could have both, even though that's not the case.
Amanda, you had to know that this question was coming. And again, I think she should have said yes. I think she should have just laid, she should have just stood in her truth. Don't say no.
I like that every single answer Amanda gives, we're like, no, this is what she needed to say. Amanda, like we can't, that's, I think what's the most frustrating thing is at Amanda, you've been on TV 10 years and you don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
Like literally. And you watch Housewives, don't you? Like, doesn't she watch Bravo? Like you don't know how to give an apology on Bravo. Girl, yeah. Come on. It's like, you're just bad at your job. You're not only bad at cheating or whatever you did. You're just bad at this.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's a trick question for her. Cause if she says no, then she's sort of screwing up the situation that she's in at the moment. Which is then like, now you've caused all this damage for nothing. So she can't really say no. But like, and I think that she, again, I think she should say yes because it's her truth and it's what she feels and what she likes, but she can't, they're just not, they're just too cowardly to do it.
Or just say time will tell and truck. Yeah. But
yeah, time will tell is a great one.
Something. Commercials. Here comes one right now. So Andy's like, let me ask you very clearly. Did you get any boobs? he's like, are you guys in love? And Wes is like, we're not really using the word love right now. So Matt's like, yeah, it's too early. I mean, it's just been like 2 months, 3 months, five months, six, 8 months. How many months did we say it was?
He told me that he loves her. So I'm going to help you out. And Wes is like, yeah, I'm very much like, committed to this relationship. And he's like, so do you think you could be falling in love? And Amanda's like, that's the conversation that we've had. Can you please stop saying conversation? I'm so sick of her being like, that's the conversation we've had. We've had a lot of conversations. We're going to have a conversation. We need to have a conversation. Oh my God.
Yeah, because she's trying to stress that we're not just fucking. Like, this is a relationship. And we talk a lot. We've talked about all of this. And she's like, that's the reason I waited. What'd you wait for? And Mia laughs openly. It's like, well, you can laugh at me all you want. She's like, this is crazy. I'm sorry. And so Lindsay's like, well, you had these conversations. But Wes is sitting here saying no, like flat out no. And she's like, but we haven't said, you know, we've just had conversations about maybe seeing it someday.
Bailey's like, he's gonna embarrass you. Lindsay's like,
well, they're having conversations about saying it.
It's like, but do you feel like it could be? You're checking to see if you'd love. And Amanda's like, no, we're not having conversations about saying it. We're having conversations about the serious of our feelings, and where we see this going, because we knew that there was like so much on the line.
Zoe, you guys are exclusive? And he says, yeah. And Lindsay's like, well, they have to be now. I mean, geez.
So Carl's like, oh, and you want, like, you still want to be with him? Like, after all this shit, Amanda, like, you see this behavior? He's hooking up with four different girls and your former best friend. That's fucking crazy. This is crazy, Amanda.
I hear you.
Okay, thanks.
Do you think...
I'm going to think about that. I'm going to really do some thinking about that.
Wes, do you think you're able to give Amanda what she needs in a partner?
LOL.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I know my history doesn't say it, but like, I think if Amanda can get back... Amanda and I can get back to our early days. Your early days. How long has this been going on?
Exactly. That was a big mess up because like, the early days was February, and this was shot in, like, what, early April or something like that? You're in your early days, sir.
Yeah. They're just lying. It's making me crazy. And Andy's like, what, 6 weeks ago?
That's the honeymoon phase. I mean, come on. Oh my God. You're like every other guy.
And Wes like, well, but like just like this relationship. I just mean like when this relationship was blossoming.
He means basically when it was before it was public. And before they had to worry about.
He means in the summer is what he means.
I think that's right. And I think he's trying to pivot to saying like, no, I mean before everyone found out. But like, you cannot say in the early days when you're only 6 weeks in.
Yeah. Because he's lying. He tells on himself. He's a bad liar. So they're like, well, yeah, of course. You know, it's the most exciting when you're sneaking around. Like everybody who has an affair says that, you know, duh. Like you're tricking people and you're being sneaky. And Carl's like, oh, it's exciting.
Oh, it's the best part. So there's about Wes loves the thrill of the chase. And Wes is like, he's like, you know, I care a lot about my friendships and people in this room, despite I know what it looks like.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
Like, well, despite what everyone's going to say here. And I just hope that like one day, I guess probably all these friendships won't mend. But like, I do hope like some of them me can, and like that's like the main priority. I'm gonna have like a bunch of conversations and reflecting about like
we're gonna have conversations.
So they take a little break and Lindsay's like, I still have zero clarity. Andy, are you even here today? Like, do I need to do this for you? And Andy checks in on Wes and he's like, I feel like horrible. So then Sierra's just staring at Wes. He's like, and Kyle's like, honestly, Jose, I'm still trying to figure out like how sorry you are because this is crazy. And Kyle talks about what a mind fuck it is, and you know, they're trying to have resolution. But Wes is not helping. And Wes is just sitting there stuttering, biting his lip, like,
Yeah, I mean, not saying you have an answer because it's a fucking loaded question, but like, oh geez, I'll be right back. Amanda, let's hug. You okay?
And then he gives her a big long hug.
And Wes is just
on Amanda.
I mean, while Wes is just on his phone texting, Amanda's like hugging Kyle. And Wes is not like, and she's crying, by the way. They're both crying. And Wes is not like, damn, my girl's crying right now. Like, what should I do?
Or he's crying in her ex-husband's arms. You know?
And he's not like watching to be like, okay, let me see what's going on with her. Cause when she's done crying with Kyle, let me go in there. He's just on his phone. He's like
checking his socials.
Yeah.
So Kyle's like, I hate when our 10-year relationship gets talked about as if it was 100% bad. She's like,
I know, I'm sorry.
And then she just kind of like ices and walks away. I was like, oof, cold.
That's fair. That's fair. Cause it was really only 95% bad.
Yeah. Well, you were only there 90% or 10% of the time, babe. So Kyle walks away and, they get back to it, and Lindsay's still like, I haven't learned anything. Okay, I'm taking over now. And Andy's like, okay, Lindsay, geez.
He's like, should we just start over? And he's like, hey, everyone, welcome to the summer house.
And then Lindsay just goes off. She takes over the reunion, it's so fucking funny. But it's Lindsay, so Lindsay is known for not being able to give a good speech. I mean, a short speech.
Yeah.
So it just goes and goes, and we're like, oh my God. We know Lindsay, but it was still really funny to watch.
And she's like, I just like don't get it. I'm just like confused. Like such a big decision. It's such high risk. And you guys are saying you weighed all these options before making the decision, but you didn't. Because look at it. All these guys are a mess. Carl's a mess. And if you weighed all these decisions, then surely you must have thought how this would affect more than just the four of you. And I'm looking at you, Wes, because you're the manipulator here. I was like, yes, thank you, Lindsay. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he also made the first move.
It's like, yeah, and you're like not thinking it in a bird's eye view. And this affects,
and this is where I loved it, because she laid it out in a way that I was like, oh, that's why Jesse's crying.
Yeah.
Because she's like, this affects our jobs. Like, this could ruin our whole show.
Do you remember like, what happened
to Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah. You know?
That whole show couldn't recover. Everybody lost their jobs. Like, how am I supposed to get my Taco Bell contracts if you fuck this up? How's Jesse going to work without a wingman? Like, how are these people going to keep their jobs? And I really like that. And she's like, and then none of us even get to talk about anything else because it's the whole fucking day is you and your stupid fucking relationship. And, you know, all you guys can say is, well, we have a lot to think about. And I loved it.
Yeah.
Just read them the riot act. She was like, you are messing with the summer house economy.
She was great. I loved that she said, and all you guys can say is we have a lot to think about after tonight. That was so good. And I'm glad, because like that's what we're all saying right here. That's what we've spent the past, you know, hour and 28 minutes saying, is like that's all that they can say. And I'm glad that like that Lindsay brought up right to their faces right at that moment. So Andy's like, all right, well, wow, this group really is at a crossroads. It's like Britney Spears over here. Kyle, what does moving forward look like for you?
It's like a discount clothing store that's not discount at all.
That's
Would
right.
you like a 20-year-old pair of jeans that smell still and are $900? Come to Crossroads.
Kyle, I know. Like, I mean, it's clear you still love Amanda. You care for her. She's like family to you. How do you navigate the future? So he's saying he's been, since this late, he's been trying to be at peace. And, you know, like, he's just, like, he just wants to focus on an amicable breakup because, you know, the friends of both sides and the audience has to choose sides. We have friendships and bad breakups. And, you know, we've seen what it does to friends. And, like, Andy, I don't know where we go from here. Like, I really, like, I know you, I said on your show, whatever makes Amanda happy, I'd be happy about. But, like, candidly, this is not something I ever thought would be possible.
When he says the audience has to choose sides, Amanda goes,
and we don't want that. That's what we don't want.
Too late, stupid. Yeah. So then a flashback to watch what happens when Kyle was saying it would catch me by surprise if Amanda and Wes were together. It would feel reckless, but if it made Amanda happy, I think I'd just vote yay. And he's like, Andy asks Sierra that she's hurt, obviously, and upset with the situation, but do you think this was cathartic getting it out today? And I don't see you reconciling. It's like, yeah, it was cathartic. It's nice to be able to move on with my life. So, yeah.
All right. Well, this is a very tense reunion. So we are going to try to end it nicely. So, Sierra, you raised $160,000 for Girl Scout Troop 6000. So we're going to feed everyone Girl Scout cookies. Okay, everyone. So they hand out Girl Scout cookies and they're all going to do a toast. And Wes starts to eat one. And Amanda's like, don't eat yet. We're cheersing.
I said they were tiny weenies. I really am crazy today. So yeah, she's like, when cheersing was gone. Ah.
I was like, here you come.
Well, it's ironic because this was the most fun season of Summer House, but also the most depressing reunion. God damn, this hurt. Okay, well, this is great. Newbies, you were great. Sorry, none of you. Bailey, congrats on your one line. That was great. It was a good thing against Ben, but whatever. Go to BravoTV.com. Can I leave now?
Thank you. And by the way, Bailey, be sure to tell Levi, like, we hope to meet her someday. She was actually on the stage earlier. I'm pretty sure she wasn't.
No, I'm going to call the medium, and we are going to actually hear Bailey's voice, or Levi's voice one day. That was it.
Good reunion. There's the thing next week. My only hope for the upcoming season as we wrap this up is that the producers don't try to be super morose like they did with Vanderpump Rules. Like, keep the show totally the same. We will all move forward, but let's not have it be super serious.
I don't think that's going to work. It looks like serious, but we'll see.
Don't kill it. Don't kill the show, producers. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Keep the vibe right.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She Answered the Call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Our Way is the Amber Way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put Your Hands Together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the Right Foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We Never Miss Her Call, it's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big Yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll Never Hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's No BS, we love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of
Michelle Moore.
This is Livin' with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.